Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Today, you get to sound off about what's going on in Katie's life regarding her daughter. The floor is yours, girlfriend.
Yes. Okay, so we all know sweet baby Nana is just that. She is a little baby Nana. So sometimes when the older adult stuff starts to happen to her, I just don't know how to act, right? So she has had the same boyfriend, Tyler, for 5 years. It'll be 5 years for them in January. So they have been together for forever, and I absolutely adore this guy. Like, he treats Zoe so well. He's such a nice person. He works hard. He loves animals. I mean, he is so close to his family. That is Zoe's one issue with him, is sometimes he spends a little bit too much time with his mom. And I'm like,
that was Nicole's issue with me, too, that I was too close with my family. We did everything together. But she came from a family and a lifestyle that wasn't normal.
Exactly.
So that threw her off a little bit. So I get it.
Well,
so
a red flag though, mama's boy?
No, well, but here's the thing is Zoe, I mean, her family's huge and we're very close and we do a lot of things together, but they do like, you know, they take staycations and they plan all of these things for the week and they're doing them. Like, they're just very close. But I told her, I'm like, if that's your red flag, you could also interpret it as a green flag, right? Like,
yeah.
That's a nice thing for a guy to be close with his mom specifically. You want them to have a good relationship, right? So here's the thing. Here's where all this comes into play. So Tyler, he works at a spot where they just had a company party. So they all got together and, you know, they were having a good time. And this is the first time that Zoe has really met his coworkers and his boss. So they are all talking and, you know, just talk like, how long have you guys been together? And they're like, oh my gosh, almost 5 years now. And so the next question from his boss was, oh my gosh, when are you going to put a ring on it?
Yeah, it's like me when I talk to listeners and I make it weird. When are you going to put a ring on it?
Oh my gosh. And here's the thing. They are both, like, Zoe's about to be 22 and Tyler is 22. So they are young.
They're young.
They're baby nanas.
Yeah.
They're just babies.
Yeah.
But again, you look at how long they've been together, 5 years. They've been through a lot. And again, I cannot say enough good things about this guy. The first time I met Tyler was at Zoe's high school graduation. And I know, so they've been dating for a minute. But the first time I met him, I remember telling him, I'm like, Tyler, you may see me cry. I'm going to get a little emotional today. And he grabbed my hand, put his other hand on my shoulder and said, that's expected. Your daughter is graduating. And I just, like, from that moment on, he looked me right in my eyes when he said that. And I've told Zoe multiple times, like, that moment really sealed the deal for me with him because I'm like,
did you guys kiss on the lips?
No,
I was
going
to say, did he try to date you or what?
And then she took him home.
He was so, he was just so present. And you don't get that a lot with kids these days.
That sounds very mature of him to do that.
He was so mature. And I just have
eye contact and everything.
So, but then
complete sentences.
Yeah, exactly. Not looking down at his phone,
it's impressive.
You know? I've always been super impressed with this guy. He's one of my favorite people. And so, anyway, Zoe was telling me this story about how his boss asked them about when they're going to get married. And I guess this opened up a discussion for them. So now they're actually talking about getting married. And she told me, she was like, yeah, he's going to, like, he's got, like, the bonuses are ready to come at the end of the year. So we're going to take that bonus and go ring shopping. What do you think, Mom? And I was like, I couldn't speak. I couldn't find words. For the first time in my life, I was speechless. Like, I didn't know what to say. And she caught that. She's like, you're not saying anything. I'm like, I don't know what to say right now. Like, I still imagine you playing with toys in the bathtub.
In, like, her diapers, right?
Exactly. Yeah, like, I can't imagine you walking down the aisle yet. I'm just not ready. But again, I'm torn because I'm out there in the dating world. And Zoe, it's not just lucky, but I'm so grateful that her and Tyler found each other. And they're so good to each other. Like, gosh, they're like the perfect couple. And so I don't want to discourage them because I know when it comes to being a parent, they're going to do the opposite of what you say, right? Like, if I tell her, you can't do that, immediately she wants to do that.
Well, sometimes that happens, but if she truly values your opinion, she'll sit back and think about it a
little
bit.
It's just human nature to want to do
sometimes.
What your parents,
sure, sometimes.
You know, but that's the thing is, for me, I am trying really hard to be supportive, but also remind her, you guys are so young. I don't know. Like, you have your whole life ahead of you.
So what do you want to do? Just say, don't get married? Don't do it?
I don't know.
You don't want her to get married?
I don't know.
You just want her to get back out there?
Yeah. No, I want people to give
me. She's happy right now.
I know she is, but, like, marriage is such a huge step, and I just don't know.
If they're ready. Like, you can be all, you know, young and in love and stuff, but 21 is.
Well, they're 22.
Young. She'll be
22.
Okay,
about
so, okay, 22. Who cares? Right, 21, 22. You're still 22.
Same age, essentially, right?
Still young.
I mean, so young. And that's the thing, too, is Zoe is still in school. She wants to get the last few years of her schooling done in Hawaii. She's such a little, like, trip around the world person. Like, she is just like a traveler. And so.
But you can still do all that and be engaged.
You can.
She's
got to
think about that, though. What if he can't make the trip to Hawaii?
Yes.
First off, phone lines are wide open. If anyone wants to sound off about this at any time, talk Katie off a ledge. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you've been through this, if you were engaged at 21, 22, whatever your thoughts are, we will gladly accept your calls this morning, 303-691-1649. Now, I will say, Katie, I mean, they haven't even bought the ring yet, which is another 6 months away, let's say. When is she's 22 now?
She's going to be 22 in two weeks.
Okay, so she's 22.
She's 22.
Yeah. 22. Yeah. They get engaged in 6 months. Maybe it's a year or two engagement. Next thing you know, she's 24, maybe pushing 25 when they finally get married. I mean, it's still a ways off.
It is.
A lot of people do the year engagements.
And
I mean, we did a year and then some.
That's kind of what she said, too, is that they want to do a long engagement.
It's going to be a while before they lock it down. I mean, I'm trying to think. I was 26 when I got married to Nick Nack, and that would have made her 24.
So same. That. So you guys were engaged for a while.
We were engaged for a year. There was some headaches and some fighting because my family was too involved and she wasn't used to family being involved so much.
Yeah.
So we actually pushed it off basically another year because there was a few headaches. But yeah, and look at us. We're going to be 19 years coming up and together for 24. So they could have a massive success story as well. And I love it when I hear people that have been together for that many years.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard anymore to do that.
It is hard. And, you know, again, me being out in the online dating world, I don't want her to have to do that. Like,
right.
It is so hard out there. And Tyler, like, of all the things that have happened to me in my life when it comes to romantic partnerships, all of the, like, trauma that I have from it, I would bet $1 million that Zoe wouldn't have to experience that with Tyler. Like, he is such a good dude.
That's my thing, too. You've had so many headaches and so many horrible stories.
Exactly.
You don't want her to go through this.
I would never want her to have to deal with a single one of those instances. So
phone lines are blowing up.
I'm so torn.
Here's Neva. Hi, Neva.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Well, we're super dupes. What do you want to say to Katie about her daughter's situation?
Yeah, so I was actually kind of in the same boat, but I was much, much younger. I got married the first time when I was 17, and it lasted for about 5 years. And then I got married when I was 23, and that lasted 10. And then I got married again. So I've only been single like 11 months of my life. But what I wanted to say is, with being 22, and she's got her goals and ambitions, and she knows what she wants to do, I say, let her go for it. You know, if they've got the maturity to, you know, make the decision, like, to talk about it and discuss it before rushing into anything, my opinion is they've got the maturity to follow through and do it. And that it sounds like he is a guy that you absolutely love and she loves and is going to support all of her decisions and choices to travel and finish school. And I think that, you know, they are going to make a great team. And, you know, worst case scenario, it doesn't work out. You know, who knows what's going to happen in the future. But I say let it be, support her, and know that she's, you know, in love, and trust that you as a mom gave her all the tools and all the insight that she needs to make the best decisions for herself. And, you know, let her go for it and enjoy that time.
It's a pretty solid call. This is a pretty solid call,
such good advice. I love what you said, too, about emotional maturity, because they are two pretty grown-up kids for being 21, like, or 22. You know, they do have their stuff together. So you make a good point. They've been talking about it. They've had communication. It's not like she's like, go buy me the biggest diamond you can find, you know? Like,
well, it sounds like they've got good jobs. He's got a good job. He's getting bonuses, it sounds like. And they're going to take the bonus and buy the ring. I mean, that's kind of a pretty solid investment, I would think.
Yeah, and they're both living with their parents right now, saving money for their place, you know? So they're trying to be financially responsible as well.
Yeah, and that's what, that was a great point that you just made, is that they're not taking out of their, you know, residual income to afford the ring. It's something additional that they're getting money-wise to be able to afford it. So I feel like they're going to make a very rash decision on what they pick out for that too. So it sounds like you raised an amazingly awesome daughter that has a phenomenal head on her shoulders. And I say, you know, go with it and know that you did awesome, Mom, and support her.
Oh, Neva, thank you.
You're making her blush, Neva.
You made me feel better, because it's I'm so torn just because I don't, you know, you hear about people getting married young, but you're right. I just have to let them do it because they seem like they're doing it the right way. Let them.
Somebody just wrote in and said, didn't you read the book, Let Them?
I did.
Neva, we've got a ton of calls we want to get to. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate
you. Thank you, Neva.
Great call.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Is it Martine on two, Josh? Is that how you say it? Martine?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. What do you want to tell Katie about her daughter getting engaged? Maybe.
Yeah, so, Katie, honestly, this is an experience only your daughter will be able to really go through in life, and it's going to be something that she has to understand on her own, whether it's good for her or it's bad, but it's going to be an experience that only she will be able to understand when she goes through it. I only know this because I got married when I was 18, and honestly, I learned a lot from it. And yeah, it didn't go exactly the way I wanted it to, but that's the point of life, is really to understand, like, there's not a perfect way to live our lives, but based off of, like, what everyone else is hearing and saying, I mean, she seems very mature, and they seem like a great team as they are right now.
And they've already been together for 5 years.
Yeah,
so it's like,
I
feel like they've gone through quite a few ups and downs and everything already in 5 years, that this is just like the natural progression. Let's get her done. Let's seal the deal.
Yeah, so, I mean, I say support it, but I'll leave it at that for you guys.
Well, Martine, can I, since you got married so young, was your family supportive of your decision in the beginning?
I'd say they were. They were very supportive, and I think that definitely helped me along, you know, the journey, because I wouldn't know what I would have done if they weren't supportive of me.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We appreciate your phone call and sounding off.
Thank you, Martine.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
So that's two so far for Go For It.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. Just let her get engaged. Here's John. Hey, Johnny boy.
Hey, so actually I have a contradiction to that. You know, I was thinking about it, and I disagree with them getting married.
Okay.
Tell us why.
So I was thinking, it's a little young, right? Like you change a lot from when you're 22, for instance, to when you're 25, to when you're 30. You know, like the maturity swap.
Totally.
I understand they've been together for 5 years. But, you know, I think that maturity just hasn't been built yet. You know, I hear that they're very financially responsible, got good heads on their shoulders. But does that really correlate with emotional responsibility?
Well, and the whole thing, Katie, I mean, like, it does, but at the same time, they haven't experienced hard things together yet. Like, they don't live together. They both live with their parents still. I mean, when financial strain comes, because it will at some point, how are they going to handle? How are they going to respond to that?
They're going to have somebody in their corner. They're going to have somebody on their side. They'll work through it.
Well, maybe the person on their side doesn't agree with the wife.
Without going through it alone. It's better to not go through it alone. It's better to have a partner.
I don't know.
Trust me, after 25 years with the same woman, it is so much better to go through things with a partner.
Well, and John,
heck yeah, man.
I guess some of your advice is maybe not do it, but just wait a while until they do. Is that what I'm gathering?
Oh, precisely. And not jump into that commitment just yet, just in case things go awry when they start living together. You know, it's just...
John, you know that people used to get together when they were like 18 and 19 and be together for 60, 70 years, buddy. I don't know if it's too young.
I know.
I think you can do it.
That's the thing.
You got to change. Times have changed, though.
They have a lot. And I think, like, it's the boredom factor, too. Like, we get bored way easier now than we did when that happened, you know? So
the faster world.
Yeah.
The faster world.
It is.
John, thanks
faster.
For calling, buddy. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right back at you. Erica, welcome to the show.
I don't know what that was.
Hi.
I want to get through a bunch of these calls that we still have on the line. So tell us really quick your thoughts.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm torn. So my experience, I was engaged at 21 to my high school sweetheart. on my 21st birthday, he proposed. We had a long engagement. I say that long. It was like 2 years. Lived together during that time. I think that was really trying. I was married for 2 years and divorced by 26. my opinion, honestly, I I'm torn because without that experience, like, I would not be where I am today.
Yeah.
I have a really good life now. I am happily married. I have a daughter. I think that that experience, as hard as it was good. But I did not have necessarily the support at the beginning. I called my mom when I got engaged, and she started crying, not happy tears. And I told her, like,
how old were you
mom,
again?
Get on. I was 20, my 21st birthday, we got
21.
Engaged.
Okay.
How long had you been together beforehand?
We had been together for 5 years. We were high school sweethearts.
Oh, Katie! Katie!
Oh.
Yep, and it was the natural progression of things. I was in college. He was working. We were not living together, but we started living together after we got engaged, which I think was really good.
It's the same story.
I really think that that was good, but I wanted to have a two-year engagement so I could finish school. I graduated. I got my bachelor's degree.
Did you go to school in Hawaii?
No, God, I wish. I was in Greeley.
That'd be weird.
Okay. I was in Greeley.
It's a little different.
Smelled like
little,
crap every Thursday.
A little different.
I think, honestly, like, Katie, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I think having the support, and quite honestly, like, I don't know your daughter's relationship. From what it sounds like it's a better relationship than I had with my ex when we were dating in high school and college.
Okay.
We weren't that perfect couple, but we were together, and it was kind of, again, natural progression kind of thing. We thought it was next. We tried it.
So you're in camp, again, no, or are you in camp, yes?
I'm in camp. Let them get engaged.
Let
but
them
I
do
say
it.
Long
right.
engagement. I had 2 years, but longer than that. Like, yeah. Really, really make sure. Like, live together is a huge thing, too.
Yeah, they're going to move to Hawaii together while she goes to school. So.
Yeah.
Erica, that's a very solid call.
Yes, thank
you so much for sharing your backstory and opening up. We appreciate you. We got a few more we need to get to. Here's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. What do you want to tell Katie Cat over here?
You know, I think the only reason why the marriage became, you know, an issue all of a sudden to, like, hey, maybe we should get engaged is because somebody else brought it up with a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
And so I got engaged at 20, married at 21, high school sweetheart, middle school sweetheart.
Oh.
And it was really, really great the first few years. But we did definitely change in a whole bunch of different directions. And at one point, you know, we separated. We thought about a divorce. We decided, you know, let's just make this work. We had three kids. And all three of my kids are, two of them are married. They got engaged at 26, 27. The youngest one just recently got engaged. And even though he was getting pressured by everybody, you know, like, oh, you guys have been together for 7 years. Like, don't you think you should put a ring on it? And he's like, no, we're not there yet. And it's going to be our decision to do that. And so, you know, I was just a subject, you know, that they came up with on their own, or was it because somebody at work put the pressure on them?
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely get engaged, you know, if that's where your love is and you're committed and you're, you know, financially and emotionally secure, but don't make that decision based on somebody else trying to make you make that move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it's a solid point. I feel like it's been tossed around a little bit between the two of them, though, and this just kind of maybe pushed them over the edge a little bit, don't you?
I don't know. The first I've heard of it. Like, this conversation. Like, so that's why it kind of caught me off guard.
She was too scared to tell you, though, maybe, too.
Maybe she was too scared to tell me. But I think Sarah made such a good point that it was somebody else's opinion of it that even brought it up.
Right.
I didn't even think of that. So.
Sarah, thank you for your call. Really, really appreciate you. Let's do two more. We'll do Ty and Bonnie, and then we will wrap it up. Hi, Ty.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're super dupes. All right, what do you think about Katie's daughter? Should we marry her off?
Well, I think it is a good decision for her to make. But if they've been, you know, in a relationship with each other for a while, and it's their decision to do it, I think it's a great move on them. With a situation with my wife and I, we were dating and all that kind of stuff. And then we went through COVID and we first moved in together during COVID. So that was a big learning experience with each other. So if they've been, you know, having their lives together and, you know, mixed with each other, family, especially bonding with each other, that's entirely up to them. But, you know, if it's the time's right for them, I think it's great for them.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well,
that's
and
simple.
As the parent,
nice and simple.
Is it just like support them, right?
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Is that
that's
kind
the
of,
good thing. She has you in the corner. Like, yeah. You're so supportive. I think no matter what happens, you're going to be super duper supportive. Bonnie, you get the last word on this.
The last word.
Yes.
There's a lot of pressure. So whatever you say is what Katie's daughter is going to do.
Yes. It's on you, Bonnie.
I'm not owning that, but okay.
So, no, thank you.
So I'll just say I got married at 19, engaged at 19, married at 20, but it was not a functional relationship. So don't go on that at all. I had two amazing children with this person. He's a good human, but we were both entirely too immature, and I was very codependent. It didn't work. We're still friends. It's good. But here's the advice that I give my girls. Neither one of them have ever been married, but, like, if you want to get married, get married. Enjoy your spouse. Have the time. Travel. Go live your lives. But don't have kids right away. Kids throw a wrench in everything, and they create more pressure. Get established before you have children. And I know children haven't come up, but it's kind of the natural progression after marriage.
Yeah. Yep.
And if he supports her, then he'll go to Hawaii with her, I would think. Or he'll just support her, and she'll go for those couple of years. And then, you know, she shouldn't give up her dreams because she's married.
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't she go to Hawaii with her?
Definitely don't have kids. Yeah, let's all go.
I'm with you, Bonnie. I think that's one of the successful things regarding my long marriage is we waited a little bit before we had kids, and we traveled and we did stuff. Oddly enough, we went to Hawaii, and we had a lot of fun before we had the kiddos, and that's huge. That's massive bonding time.
Yeah.
But regardless, I mean, just be supportive of her. Katie, it's her life. She's got to live that life and have the experiences and, you know, like, if you tell her no, like you said, she's going to do what she wants anyway, and then she'll just be resentful or feel like she can't come to you if there's issues. So just support her all the way through what she does. That's my advice being a parent.
Bonnie,
that's
this was great a great advice. Last call. Very good. Very
Thank
wise.
You, Bonnie.
That's
Thank
wise
you.
Bonnie, everybody. Thank you, Bonnie. Have a great day. Katie, are you just worried that you're going to lose your daughter?
No. Again, you know, they come over to my house every Sunday for dinner.
Okay.
They're like, they are the kids.
They won't when they're in Hawaii.
And
but
he loves his, he loves his family so much. Like, family is so important to both of them. So I'm not worried about losing them. I'm just, that we had a text that said, I think Katie's projecting some of her own insecurities onto her daughter. That is exactly what
it's
Katie's
life experience.
Doing.
Yes, of course
life.
It is.
It's
Katie's
not insecurity.
Seen some things.
I don't want her to have to go through it. And, and I'm just, you know, Tyler, again, I love him so much. So I'm going to support them both. They know that I am in their corner, whatever they need. And if we're planning a wedding in a couple years, hey, guess what you guys are helping me do? You too, Jeremy.
Oh, can I be in the wedding?
Yes, we're wedding
flower girl.
Now.
I'll be in the wedding. Yeah. What's for dinner this week when they come over?
What are we doing? I think artichokes is what she wanted.
Not too bad.
So
we pretty good choice.
Stuffed artichokes with spaghetti and meat sauce is what I do for her. She loves it.
No wonder this guy wants to stick around.
I know,
he wants
right?
some more mom's cooking. Are you kidding me?
So,
you kidding me?
So, thank you everyone for the advice, though, because it's hard when you have kids and they're doing life stuff.
True.
You know?